welcome to the end of that. After that, I don't know what happened. I do what they instruct me to do.
And Martin did what he was instructed to do. And he said there was a mistake, we have to add 200 more votes.
And Adams, Martin lost the election to Adams. He was, Adams got to be the county chairman.
After this?
You see, in 1948, we lost the sheriff, the county clerk. No, not the county clerk, we never did. The tax collector and all that.
Because of this scandal, is that where
you're
going?
Yeah.
What do you think about the train, Lewis? It had to be San Antonio?
If you want to change it, or you want to change it against me, because I didn't say San Antonio. I said Corsicana, that's what he told me. That's up to you. Don't be a straight line.
I want it to be totally accurate. But if we say Corsicana, we can be proven wrong. That the train didn't stop. That's a long trip.
Maybe they get off in Corsicana.
I don't know. Maybe they get off in Corsicana. Ah, that's possible. That's very possible.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably what he told. We got off the train, probably, in Corsicana.
Maybe they did get off.
Because a lot of people rode that train. Congressmen.
Oh, yeah.
They got on the train, because we know Lyndon got on the train. We know Johnson got on at San Antonio. We're positive of that. Well, he would have been with these other guys. He had to have them backing him to win this election.
How many years now? That's in 1948.
48, so it's...
It'll be 30 years next year.
It's 29 years. In a couple of months, it'll be 29 years.
During those 29 years, has there ever been a year that some newsman or somebody didn't contact you about what happened?
Three reporters came up to the investigation. I don't know about that. I didn't pay no attention. Maybe I got something to there. And they asked me if I was willing to disclose what happened in Bus 15. And I told those guys, I don't want to talk to Bus 15. I have enough publicity on everything. Get with you guys. Get out. They went to hell with that. Wanted to get out.
Yeah, but I mean, over the years, has someone kept showing up or asking?
1950, I make my break with George. And I apply for the job, opening at that time in Corpus Christi, telegraph operator, and I went over there. 1950. To 1955, stayed 5 years there, completely out of politics. I didn't mix with nobody there. In 1956, I went as an agent to Mirando City, stayed there until 1958. In 1958, a telegraph operator by the name Rivas died in Alice. And I applied for the job in Alice. It was a night job, I remember that, from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Pretty heavy shift. I stayed there until 1965. That's when I retired.
And you came up here 2 years ago?
Here in Houston?
Yeah.
No, just 1 year.
Just 1 year?
Yeah, last year.
said it was generally conceded that it was, that Salas would have been the man to do it. George Parr quoted the saying. You and he had broken by then. See, this is 1952.
Oh, I already broke with George.
Now he's putting a finger on you. For that statement, Salas has a sad smile and a shake of the head. He also has a bad memory. I put my polling list in the box. If someone took it out, it wasn't me, and I don't know who could have done it. Well, you know, I got a clear picture of this thing now, but it's clear to me that... tell me if this is correct. On the night of the election, you thought it was... You declared 765 Johnson, 60 Stevenson, and you were finished with it.
That was it.
Then you were called 3 days later, come to San Diego. We got to put 200 more on. They came to the Adams Building the next night, put the 200 votes, and then about 5-6 days after the election, Clarence Martin says, we have a corrected set of figures. Johnson got 200 more votes.
Right. Because it was
and it was...
It was not counted correct.
Not counted correct. You turned all your stuff to Givens Parr, and none of that was ever seen again. Louis, who told you about that glove compartment store? Did Parr tell you to say that, or did you just make it up?
Well, Mr. Lloyd told me to say that.
Mr. Lloyd?
Yeah. See the first page of that.
Is this the press?
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's here.
I smell says things.
Political boss E.G. Lloyd. Yes man, Bruce Ainsworth. And Barney Goldthorne. He's indicted now. Goldthorne is in real trouble. Hey, that's good. I didn't see this stuff before. Louis Salas and Mrs. Louis Salas. There it is.
That's it?
I didn't notice her name on there.
Yeah, she was something too.
Hey, I've got a good book for you. I meant to bring it down. I'll mail it.
What kind of book?
Yeah, look at that picture.
My Bill picture.
You look like a tough hombre.
I was tough.
Tough hombre,
yeah? Yeah, I was tough. I tell you that much. You're like mafia.
A bad memory.
But I don't know what Stevenson was.
Could I borrow this and bring it back to you?
No, you go get them. You worse than all Duggar. I give Duggar about 6 pictures and he never returned to me.
Oh yeah? Well, I'm not like that.
Well, you want that, you...
I just need these...
Well, you make a copy and give me.
Over there?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. But see, like I could use this week, you know.
You know, I got that against Duggar. He promised. You see, I gave him the picture the night of that election.
You gave him the picture? Oh man, yeah. Could we use that?
And he never returned it to me. I want that for complete my book about Johnson. He came back to me to tell him what happened, and I won't tell him.
What would have happened to this picture from the Houston Press?
Well,
did somebody take over those files?
They, we could check the Chronicle. The Chronicle bought all this stuff. Do you want to read some of those quotes on today?
No, I'll go copy it. You don't have to run it.
Yeah, that's all right. What do you do?
Yeah, because I can't remember
in those times.
A lot of people go to your report. I need this. I need that. They are going to that guy by Galilee. He was made of money.
I need car, furniture.
Yeah, stuff. Just out of the question. Just getting money from George.
Were these politicians or voters?
The politicians and voters. Oh, no. That's what George liked about me, because I never did bother him about money. No. He used to have He used to have a book with the names of those guys that he threw him in favors. And after that, with Carrillos and all those.
He had them in a book?
Yeah, he had everybody that, for instance, if I loaned a guy $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000, he put in the book. That way, he never had my name on that book, because I didn't even ask him for money.
Everybody who did get money, he wrote the name in the book.
Right.
But you never spoke to him since 1950.
That's right. Never did. And all the money transactions, but buying poll taxes and election cost expenses and everything. I get the money from Ed Lloyd. I didn't have to go to George.
Oh, George or Ed Lloyd? Either one?
Because I told George, it's too far to go every time I need money to go to San Diego. I want to Ed Lloyd to handle this. And he did.
Like for poll taxes?
And all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Was he a lawyer at that time? He wasn't district attorney, was he?
His brother was. Frank Lloyd.
Oh, Frank Lloyd.
Yeah.
I've wondered about that, my old man. Yeah.
And that's what makes the trouble. When the new party came to an end, between Frank Lloyd and the sheriff, H.T. Singh, they disagreed on something. I know why.
Frank Lloyd and the sheriff?
Yeah, but I'm not going to tell you why, because
it doesn't connect with this, does it?
The people that I know why the disagreement came, they're still living, and I won't tell you about it.
Yeah.
But after that, you see, Frank started fighting the sheriff. That's what Sammy Smithwood came to kill Bill Mason. And I can't do that.
Was Frank in politics with his brother, or was it just E.G. Lloyd?
No, he was in politics. But Frank, he was not like Ed Lloyd. Not by a long shot. Where do you find out?
You know, we keep running into this figure, 202 votes instead of 200 votes. Here it is again. It says, the return on election night gave Johnson 202 fewer votes than 6 days later. 202, not 200.
Exactly, I didn't know it was 200.
It needed to be 200. Yeah.
According to this, I don't know if it's clear.
Well, I changed that. I did have 202.
Well, it has 200, and then Stevenson got two votes.
Oh, Stevenson got two.
Johnson had gained 200 votes, Stevenson two. But that was, that's Jim Wells.
Well, they've got, yeah. Well, this is Jim Wells. Look, it's reproduced right here. 1786 for Johnson. 769.
769.
6 days later, 1986, 770, and it says,
here it is here, Johnson, 1988.
1986.
Well, see, that would be 202 more than that.
That's correct.
Johnson, 1988, Stevenson, 770. Oh, I got a copy of this one too, Louis.
According to that, it would
mind?
Be.
Okay.
According to that, it would be Johnson gained 202 and Stevenson 2. According to those figures there.
So I've got to get the thing up there.
The whole page?
Let's get it off.
It's already off then.
Yeah. Booker Stevenson was going to talk to Sam Smith about the box 13, but he didn't know nothing about it. Sam.
Smith didn't?
No.
So here again, it says 202 disputed votes.
Mm-hmm.
So Johnson actually got 202 more.
Oh, nice. But anyhow, when they come out, one count, it was 87 votes.
87, right.
Yeah.
The whole state, yeah.
He says Stevenson got one vote more, Johnson 202 more. So we'll have to change this. See, it says right here 769, and this is a TEB form.
Right.
That's excellent.
I wish you had that picture there.
Oh, I wish we had
Dugger to guide it. That's what you.
Could we come? Where is Dugger now?
I don't know.
Lost him, sort of.
Where did he quit that thing?
I think I guess he's in Austin or something.
Well, Dugger doesn't know the story, Louis, does he? He doesn't know the story.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh.
But look, why don't we go after him?
In France. Okay. To my friends, I say hello. To my enemies, I just ignore. But no count. But you will see the interest of those faces there, on both sides. Of course, I was the principal key to that investigation.
That's right.
And all my friends says, stay with him, India, we back you.
As you went in there, huh?
Yeah. That's my friend.
Yeah.
The others, they didn't say anything, they just look at me, like I was a monster or something. That's right.
Monster.
Well,
see, but that's just what needs to be in the book. A line like that, right, man?
Right.
They looked at me like I might have been a monster or something.
Yeah.
That makes a book interesting, see?
I'm going to see if Grace is back from the
country. Okay.
Well, Grace is still not feeling well.
Oh,
no,
she's feeling bad.
Huh?
She's
feeling
bad.
Oh,
bad.
That's too bad. That's too
and,
bad.
That courthouse was crowded. George was there, Ed Lloyd, Bruce, Frank Norris, Josh Logan, H.D. Sand, Sheriff, Chief of Police, Monroe, see, on those days, I was a kind of the guy that I didn't give a damn what happened. You understand more or less what I mean.
Yeah, I think.
For instance, you was not my friend. I got nothing talked about you or discussed something with you.
I ignored him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not my friend, you see, because they put me in there. Because I didn't run for public office because I didn't want to. And that's why. And I didn't get no money out of the whole business. I wish I could. I wish I had.
You should get some on the book, I hope.
Yeah?
I think you'll get some on this book.
I don't know. Maybe get it, maybe not.
Maybe not, but... Yeah.
See?
But here's the thing.
That's why I tend you to get in touch with the producer, maybe.
Well, that would be good. We'll go over and call. I don't want to bother Grace, but if it's okay, let's go over and call.
Grace is in the hospital.
Oh, I thought your wife was going to...
No, but she's going to see...
In the hospital?
Bob is not working on account of Grace's sick.
Oh.
He took her to the hospital for tests and everything else. I guess Bob has got back. I don't know.
So Bob's going to take your wife over?
No.
Oh, no, she just...
She's going to ask Bob what happened to Grace.
I see.
What do you think it made the wind up all this thing?
The wind up?
Yeah.
Well, okay, here's... You're satisfied that Eloy can do the job, okay?
Yeah. But I'm not satisfied. For instance, if I don't get something out of this book or something, what's the use to get this public?
Well,
you say something about history.
Peace of mind for you, right?
Well, so really, yeah, I guess so.
Peace of mind. Well, let's go. We'll make a phone call, and I'll call this lieutenant. I better call him now.
Why?
Well, because it's 11:45 in New York. You'll be going to lunch in 15-20 minutes. I can call right now.
Okay,
let's go over.